from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let's hit this hard here tonight. What a breath of fresh air last night the 17-year-old teenager Christian Pusilic was as the U.S. Dined on a Soca Warrior sandwich last night, blowing out Trinidad and Tobago 4-0. They're on to the hexagonal. Boy, this young guy has just lifted an entire team and a mood of soccer at the national team level in this country. He has brought so much excitement. And for those of you telling us to temper it, don't temper it. Enjoy it. I think it's a wonderful moment. This is a kid that seems incredibly grounded. We're going to talk about him tonight. We will take your thoughts as well on everything. CONCACAF, six teams left on the road to Russia. But everybody today has been weighing in on Christian Pusilic, including, you know, even mainstream media after watching this performance. Undoubtedly the best U.S. player on the field. Undoubtedly the U.S. player that affected a game more than anybody was this 17-year-old. And very, very grounded. We're going to talk a lot about him tonight, but many other things. All right, so welcome into Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We've got interviews with Oscar Perea on player development of FC Dallas. FC Dallas has one of the best, if not the best, histories when it comes to player development in Major League Soccer. He has not been afraid to use young players. We'll talk to Oscar Perea on a couple of things. We'll also get his thoughts on what Christian Pusilic last night represented. Also, Oliver Luck, we have the NCAA College Cup here, December 9th and 11th. The 9th are the semifinals. The 11th is the final. NCAA championship here for men's soccer. We got to put people in the seats here to remind people of the soccer heritage we have at the collegiate level. Tons of players, both male and female, go around the country to universities and colleges, filling up programs as student athletes, achieving. We had five guys here from Houston that were on the NCAA championship winning UConn team way back in the early 2000s. We've had two Herman Award winners, which is the equivalent of the Heisman, Johnny Torres and Chris Bondi. Both guys are in college coaching now. We had Carlos Samuano from the Clear Lake area become a national champion as a coach at the University of North Carolina after he took that program over after being an assistant coach. And there's many, many stories that I'm missing here, okay? But I'm imploring those that we do want to put people in the building so we make that nationally televised broadcast on ESPN, both the semis and the final, look good. By the way, I'm doing those. So this is my hometown. I want it to look great, like I do at Dynamo games and every other game that comes into town here. We want to show off Houston as the great soccer city it is. So Oliver Luck will join the program as well. Eddie Robinson will come in studio, my Root Sports partner, the former Dynamo defender. Corey Repkin of the Houston Chronicle will be in, and also Victor Areza. He will be in studio as well, who does a ton of stuff in the media as well. So we're going to have a nice round table here tonight, and we're going to talk a number of different topics, including Paul Scholes, Carly Lloyd, Osorio in Mexico, U.S. national team, Dynamo, CONMEBOL, or whatever you want to talk about at 713-780-3776. It's Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc. It's Facebook, Soccer Matters. It's Instagram, Glenn Davis Soccer. Whatever happened when I got a new phone, I had all these followers. I don't know where they went. I guess they went into iCloud heaven or something. Tyler Scott knows how good I am when it comes to social media. It's a very dangerous proposition. When I'm dealing with social media. GlennDavisSoccer.com. Our website is back up. Fresh content over there every day, and there's a lot of good opinion and your opinion as well. Streaming at ESPN975.com, podcasts at podcastarena.com, and again, the call-in number is 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Dynamo Portland Timbers tickets, I have those to give away here tonight as well. The Manchester Derby's this weekend, and this is almost more about managers than it is players. It's Jose versus Pep. Things are going crazy in Manchester. And Gio, we got a soundbite from the noted author, Tom Clare. Tom, obviously grew up in Manchester, so close to the team, has written a number of books on them. He's just an encyclopedia of information about Manchester United. But here's Tom's thoughts on what's happening right now ahead of this game in the city of Manchester.
Well, it will be absolutely electric in the city, Glenn. I mean, the interest, I mean, since both clubs change managers, I mean, probably the top two managers in the game, Pep at City and Jose at United, it's completely reinvigorated the city, and the interest, they could have sold this game out four or five times over. I mean, I've personally been asked for tickets from all over the world. But the interest in, you know, the attraction of the two top managers battling it out, it's going to be so fascinating, Glenn. It really is. And the city has come alive with it. Mourinho, I was talking to one of the physios at Old Trafford a few days ago, and he was telling me, he said that the place is so different now. He said, Carrington, he said, it's alive, people are smiling, the players are happy. And I would imagine it's the same over at City, at their beautiful training centre, over at the Etihad. So it's going to be a real head-to-head, you know, and it's crucial on who comes out top on this one.
Well, that's Tom Clare, and man, he is just a bevy of knowledge. But he grew up there, and he grew up in the shadows of Old Trafford, so no better person to get the sense of what's going on there. Now, by the way, let me just put this in perspective, and I love college football, okay? I watched a bunch of games. I watched U of H last week. I watched Texas. I watched a bunch of games. Well, I didn't get to see Texas as much because I was at the Dynamo Chivas game, and I'm going to talk to you about that tonight as well. But I watched the upset of Wisconsin over LSU. And this country is passionate about college football. We're passionate about soccer, too. But this game between Manchester United and Manchester City, for those of you who are just tuning in that are general sports fans, this is a global piece this weekend, Manchester United against Manchester City. The entire world is going to be watching this. Every country in the world will watch this game. It will blow away the numbers on college football. Not that there needs to be that comparison, because soccer is a global game and college football is only played within our borders. But I'm just trying to show you the magnitude of what is going to occur this weekend. It's going to be unbelievable. Hey, by the way, we welcome back Liberty Kitchen. And you know how passionate I am about food and my friends at Liberty Kitchen. Well, they're back on board as a great sponsor of our show, and we thank them and all our sponsors, Bar Munich, Amigo Energy, Bud Light, Daspit Law Firm, The Gorgeous Gale. I did mention Bayern Munich, the Houston Dynamo, all great sponsors of this show, and we do appreciate it. Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, also Richmond Arms, and the King's Head Pub. So we do thank all of you for the support of soccer on the radio. And by the way, you've brought it on. Without the sponsors, it doesn't happen. We're going to talk Carly Lloyd tonight, too, with Corey Repkin. It's just a little reminder. The NWSL had a game recently at BBVA Compass Stadium. Carly Lloyd and a lot of the great stars, unbelievable players, have had unbelievable careers. I mean, I still think about the Lloyd hat trick in the World Cup final. Morgan Bryan's coming of age in that World Cup in Canada. You know, there's a number of players that were bronze medal winners. Alex Morgan was in town. Okay, so Alex Morgan, Carly Lloyd, two of the most notable players. Folks, there was only 1,200 people there. So what I want you to understand is there is a major difference between the national team in action on the women's side and running a league on a daily basis in women's sports. It is a struggle. It is tough. And there was a smattering of fans down at BBVA Compass Stadium. What an opportunity to see these stars up close and personal. But it's not translating, folks. It's not translating. So I guess we have to be reminded that it's going to take a ton of work to continue to put roots in the ground for the NWSL. And let's not sit here and pretend like it's all rosy and beautiful, okay? Because it's teetering on the brink, and it needs support. Which leads me to something that I am a pretty passionate guy about, because I played in leagues that, in many ways, struggled, teams folding, going to other teams, they fold, leagues fold. You know, you bang around doing that for 7 or 8 years. It's impressionable in your life, especially when you see where the sport then grows to with infrastructure, popularity, social media, and all the things that go on now. But I am saddened a bit that the NWSL has not been promoted more by the national team players when they've had all these wonderful platforms on TV shows and Jimmy Kimmel and all these places. And it's happened sometimes, but it hasn't happened enough. And I just ask myself the question, why? And I would just put this warning out there. MLS, NWSL, do not ever get away from the personal touch. Do not. It is the kiss of death. And yes, pat yourselves on the back, but don't do it too long. Because you're constantly trying to forge out a place in a very crowded sports landscape. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number. A little disparity in the way the Cubo Torres thing went down, because Eduardo de la Torre, who's the sporting director at Cruz Azul, said that Cubo was offered up by the Dynamo. Then he went to Tomas Boy, the coach, and the move then went through. The Dynamo, and this always happens when they're deals, the Dynamo said it was Cruz Azul who came to them, and there was all kinds of interest around Cubo Torres. Carlos Hermosillo, who's a very famous striker, as we all know, for Cruz Azul, came out and said that Cubo was not a good move for Cruz Azul, essentially because he wasn't playing in Major League Soccer. So, you know, there's a little interest around how that all went down. And, you know, let's be honest, is Cruz Azul really, I mean, I know their history, but it's been 20 years since they've won a title. Are they really in the realm of the top teams in Mexico right now? I would think right now the capital of soccer in Central America, North America, is Monterrey, Mexico. Tigres, Monterrey, Rayados, beautiful stadiums, beautiful support, some of the most supported teams in the league. Monterrey, Mexico. So how do we get a tie into Monterrey, Mexico and that line of passion? Because every weekend when those teams play, people are driving back down to Mexico or flying to go see those teams play from the United States, from the Houston area. There is no doubt. All right, back to the Mancurian Derby. It is a want and desire to control this game through tempo, and I think the middle third of the field and midfield is going to be very interesting. Here's just a reminder of how Pep Guardiola wants the game played and what's important to him.
I want the ball. 90 minutes. I fight. I when I don't have the ball, I go high pressing because I want the ball, not because I like to defend there. Because when I there, I am more exposed. I am, you know, a little bit behind. But I go there because I want the ball.
And that's Pep Guardiola. I want the ball. Everything's about the ball. Love it. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, obviously, is calling this revenge against Pep Guardiola. There's all kinds of great storylines around this. So it's going to be very, very interesting to watch this. It's a very early season encounter between these two. But it is celebrity managers going after it for bragging rights in the city of Manchester, and a game that's going to be watched around the world. I'm actually going to go with Tom Clare and that supporters group, and they have a place where they're going to watch it, I think, down by BBVA Compass Stadium. So it's going to be a very early morning game, so just keep that in mind. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776, the number. Let me take Brandon, because Brandon is a great friend of mine, and he's going to promote an event that is a charity event coming up. Brandon, you there?
Hey, Glenn, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. Thanks for coming on. You know I'm a very charitable guy, and you've got a good charity event coming up. I want you to tell us about it.
Absolutely, and you know I love your show, and I really appreciate you having me on tonight. And the Houston Dynamo have an event coming up. It's a bowling event. And it is for charity, of course, through Dynamo Charities. It's sponsored by their partner, Jack in the Box, and all the benefits, the proceeds, are going towards big brothers, big sisters, which, you know, I've been a part of for 10 years. And I can tell you it's a very good organization that truly helps kids in the community. So the Dynamo are partnering up with Jack in the Box, and they're going to do this fun bowling event. There's prizes. Dynamo players are coming out. So if you form a team, you can have the Dynamo players bowl with you. There's even going to be Dash players there. It is September the 20th, 6 to 8, at Bullmore at 925 Bunker Hill. I've done this. This will be my third time, Glenn. It's a fun time. The first year, they really got it organized. I bowled with Will Bruin on my team. He beat me, so I'm looking for a little revenge this time.
Oh, you're like Zlatan Ibrahimovic. You want revenge, too. We can all find a place where we can get revenge, can't we?
We could. We got a little team going on with your show now. So a little local revenge here with Houston and the Dynamo and this really fun event with the players. And they come out, they spend their time with everybody, and the Dash players, like I said, are coming too. So It's a fun time, and hopefully we'll see you out there as well.
Everybody very approachable. Remind us of the date where people can get information, and then if you'd like to come on the program again next week to promote it again, we can do that, because I think we'll have one more program before the event, and I would love to come out. I'd like to see how I can bowl. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's a fun time, and I'm sure you'll be great. But the event, September the 20th, 6 to 8 o'clock. And for more information on that, obviously go to the Dynamo website. There's a section called Charities. If you click on that, there's details on the event, and there's also a link on how you can form a team. And there's only a couple of more slots to form a team, and the only minimum requirement is to raise $1,000. So get your friends together. I did it. My girlfriend Erin has formed her team. My friend Mike Vandenbold, who's a Dynamo member, he's formed his team and raised the money. So
beautiful.
It's on a roll coming up soon, and we're ready to have some fun.
Brandon, I love it. You're paying it forward. It's Brandon Campbell. It's the big event that's Dynamo Bowl, and we're looking forward to having you on again. We'll talk about it some more. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. Thanks, Glenn.
All right, that's Brandon. Great stuff there. He's always paying it forward. We love those kind of people, and I like using my show for that. Let's quickly go to Rio before we hit a break here. Rio, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love y'all's show.
All right, Rio, what's up?
I got a quick question regarding to the Mexico team. Of course, I'm a Houston native, so I do watch the Mexico team a lot. Now, in the last World Cup, we had the top stars play for our team. Now, I know y'all guys, or y'all do have y'all's statistics and y'all's other guys who follow their crew more than I do. I was wanting to ask a question as far as why is it, whether it's the coach or whether it's just the team in general, are not playing the top stars like Giovanni and Jonathan Dos Santos, the brothers, and Carlos Vela? Why is it that they're not bringing these guys to be able to contest when it comes regarding to the World Cup, being able to qualify for this World Cup? And I understand another guy, Chicharito, is going through an injury right now.
He's injured, yeah.
But why aren't these guys being called up? What is it? Whether it's,
well, you got to define the difference between player and star. Okay, is Carlos Vela really a Mexican star? Deserves to be in the national team?
I don't think so.
I saw him here with Real Sociedad. I don't think so. Jimenez, Corona were out injured in qualifying. Chicharito was out. Gio Dos Santos, I absolutely love. If he gets the ball around a penalty area with his feet. Jonathan Dos Santos, I think you got a good argument there. I'm not as sure on Vela. But I think that's always part of the drama around the Mexican national team. And by the way, they're chanting for Osorio to be out, right? They were chanting Fuero Osorio at the end of the game.
Exactly.
But the guy's only lost one game. Just let me finish. He's only lost one game, but it was a 7-0 loss to Chile. So the Mexican fan base is a tough fan base to satisfy. And I just think we have to distinguish, you know, between who are sentimental favorites and who managers think can actually get it done.
Right. And my biggest thing, the reason why I ask this question is just, For you guys to know, just like every single sport, everybody has that one person that they love to play around. But if you think about it, a couple years back when we beat United States, these guys played around each other, and they made it happen. They beat United States 5-0. Jonathan wasn't there, but it's just a different kind of game as far as when they play together. When you bring these groups together, everybody plays with a little bit more attitude. Everybody plays with a little bit more energy. And now that these guys aren't here, you see the difference. You see the difference as far as the team isn't well together the way that they play when these stars are on the field.
Yeah, well, listen, I would also factor in nowadays, because you're picking out a select game. I think you have to factor in, it's very difficult to put cohesive teams together now that with these players. The coaches have very little time, so you're right. It's important who they select. By the way, they have some time to figure it out because November 11th, the U.S. and Mexico will play in the Hex. Hey, Rio, thank you very much for the call. I'm up on a hard break. I appreciate that. Good stuff on your end, and I appreciate your call. Let's take a quick break here. Before we go to break, though, I do need to remind you that Bar Munich, get down to one of the great soccer-watching bars in Houston, Bar Munich. Say hello to Raymond. Open, airy spot. Football fans, you're going to love it. Right in the heart of Midtown, Bar Munich on Louisiana. It is barmunich.com. 2616 Louisiana. We'll take a 7-Up and a Bud Light break.
ESPN 97.5.
What's your emergency?
Ma'am, I think I'm a dog. Listen!
Sir, you're just thirsty. Have a squirt.
You're right. Guess I don't need to worry about this tail, then.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Welcome, mi casa es su casa.
Your friend has a really weird voice. Is he Sicilian?
Nah, he's just thirsty. Yeah, Luigi, have a squirt.
Thanks a lot, man.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Who is it?
Hey, it's me.
Dave, I'm so sorry for making out with your cousin and your best friend. Are you here to give me a second chance?
Do you have squirt in your fridge?
Yes.
Okay.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
Dude, what time do they come on stage? It's so hot, I can't even feel my tongue.
The Sweat Skinner show will be delayed another 3 hours, but we have squirt for everyone.
You can live with anything except thirst.
Squirt!
How do you quench your thirst? Squirt, the authentic thirst quencher.
What are you all smiles about?
My favorite time of the season is back, baby. Football season. And that means I get to use my favorite website.
Oh, yeah. Let me guess what that is.
No, not that. MyBookie.lv. It totally lets me get in on the action. And if you sign up now and make a deposit, you get a 100% bonus.
I think I'd like to get in on that action.
And it's mobile friendly, so I can pull it up from my phone anywhere. Even if I'm late and the game has already started, it's no problem. They've got live in-game action.
Yeah, but what happens when it comes time for a payout?
I never have a problem getting a payout. There's no hassles, no runaround, and they got the best customer service ever.
Sign me up.
Call 844-900-2387 or go to mybookie.lv. Sign up, make a deposit, and get a 100% bonus. If you use the promo code RADIO and make a deposit within the next 30 minutes, you'll get an extra 10%. There's no hassle, there's no fine print, and they've got the best customer service in the business. Only the biggest. Only the best. MyBookie.lv.
Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store, invites all of you sucker lovers to Danish Inspirations' beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport, and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to danishinspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
Trailer Wheel and Frame is your Deer Hunter trailer headquarters. Acres and acres of sales service, plus a 10,000 square foot superstore. Save now on utility trailers for ATVs, winches, cargo baskets. Trailer Wheel and Frame, everything trailers and more. 8222 I-45 North.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Now, all of you know that I'm passionate about great food and my friends at Liberty Kitchen, and Liberty Kitchen is now back on board. So think of it as modern American comfort food. They'll take the classics up a couple notches. Burgers, mac and cheese, chicken fried, mom's spaghetti chowder, farm stand crisp food that Liberty Kitchen stamps its claim on and owns. By the way, unbelievable gumbo over there as well. They got the staples, the deviled eggs, Dixie fried chicken, that Creole gumbo I talked about, oysters on the half shell, po' boys, and burger bowls. It's Liberty Kitchen, lunch, supper, or brunch. Stop by either the Heights location, that's got the Austin feel, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, and soon to be open at the Treehouse in Memorial City. Now, after the United States 4-0 win over Trinidad and Tobago last night, no better guy to get on the show tonight than FC Dallas manager. He is Oscar Perea. He joins us now. Oscar, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thank you, Glenn. Like always, it's a pleasure for me to participate in the show.
Times are exciting for FC Dallas. You guys are going to be playing in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup soon. Your season has continued on wonderfully. I just want to lead you into, you know, how did you have to work with your team after Fabian Castillo went to Turkey? Because, you know, here you are rolling along. You lose a big piece of your team, a piece that a lot of guys depend upon and are influenced by. How did you have to sort of reset your team in the absence of such a big piece moving on to Turkey?
Well, I think like it's a good response on the group, showing one more time that they have been stronger just because they are a good team. And despite of the individual talent that we may have, and or any team may have, I think the strength of the groups are the groups itself, and we have found some answers from the absence of Fabian. And which is, as you know, not easy to do with a player with that caliber, but we're happy to see other players stepping up and doing the job. You know, it was an opportunity now that just arise from some other player.
Was this a situation, Oscar, where you have to go to players and say, "Now look, you have to grab more responsibility since Fabian's gone," or does some of that happen organically? Because I know you as a person. You're a very humble guy, and you're not going to shine the light on yourself. But I have to think you as a manager did a lot of work with these young players in convincing them and sort of resetting the way they looked at their team without Castillo.
Well, in this game, Glenn, and in the groups, there's many things that has to be natural. I like that way. Trying to force things. I think the groups know and things like this ones are very obvious, and the opportunity was just there, you know, and I could see players immediately responding to that opportunity and wanted it. And in that case, as you say, I think it's just organically that the response of the groups just showed you some answers. We as the managers, I think we have to listen to them in the manner that they talk to us, which is not always vocal, but with the actions that they do or have, and then training and the games and how the players start just showing here and there. And that way you can mold the team. And in this case, the answer that you are making. I'm not saying that we have the perfect answer right now to replace Fabian, but I can say that we have a few guys that understand that they can do a different role and they can do or bring some more stuff to the table that can help us as a group. And we as a group have to reinvent ourselves as well and try to find a different way to do it, because every player has different characteristics.
FC Dallas manager Oscar Pereja joining us. I think what I'm hearing a little bit, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that the environment, the container, the culture was already set up to absorb something like this, and the entire squad was ready to step up once, you know, he moved to Turkey. So what I'm saying is a lot of this was already built in already through your work and through the team's work. Is that correct? Am I on the right path there?
You are correct, Glenn, and also because we have got through these circumstances, obviously, in short periods of time during the last 2 years, where we have the absence of Mauro Diaz or Fabian Castillo or maybe Michael Barrios or Matt Hedges and Walker Zimmerman and Kalen Acosta, just to name some of the most popular names. We have had the absences of these groups, of these players, excuse me, and the group has responded to it. So if we have done it for one, two, three games, the team has to understand that we have to do it as well for a long period. And in this case, you're right, the group identified that. I'm not saying once again that has been easy or will be easy, but we're still in the run. But we're trying our max, and we're trying our best just to fulfill that spot that is not easy to do.
Oscar Perea joining us here on ESPN 97.5. All right, you spent a lot of years, obviously, on the youth side of it and working with young players. Could you have imagined yourself stepping into a head coaching or a management job like you have had in Colorado and here without that preparation working with the youth?
No, I am what I am, Len, just as a product of the opportunity that I had to work with the youth and with the kids. I have to tell you that when I left the field, I started working with kids under 10 and spend a lot of time with them on trying to understand the side of the game from that age. And then I worked with girls too during a year and trying to understand as well that mentality and especially in this country he has or is one of the best in the world. And then I went 1 year to Bradenton, which is a unique program in the world, and I spent a year and a half there working with the best selected players under 17 in America, and also just trying to learn from them. Then I came here to work with the academy in Dallas, and everything has been around the youth, and they have been my teachers, have been my mentors, all this group of guys and players that have merged me into a better coach and understand from the base and from the roots what we need to do in order to get the professional players better. Because the big game, I know it more. You know, I have been around the locker room for that many years and with seniors, but I had not a chance to do it with youngsters.
Oscar Perea joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Because you had all that time with youth, has that translated in you not being afraid to use youth in the pro game and really give opportunity to them? Because look, there's some coaches in MLS that I think are in off the record, and you don't need to respond to this because this is just my opinion, but I think are a little bit afraid of using young players. But you have seemed to thrive in giving them opportunity and responsibility. So because of that youth work that you did, has that made you more confident in putting the youth player into you know, the deep end a little bit quicker?
Right. I can say that I have a good connection with the youngsters due to these experiences that I had. I know that. And not so with the seniors. I had the experience just as a player since I was in the locker room for 25 years. But here in America, I had a hole to fill. It was just knowing how the youngsters work and how their mentality was, and I have good connection with all the managers doing, you know, giving that opportunity. I don't really blame them. You know, it's not easy to be in the sideline then trying to get points and play players who have not experienced or has not been proven. And I understand that. But I think at the same time, we have the responsibility to take the risk and believe on these players and give them the opportunity and absorb the pressure that we may have at the moment. Because that's the only way for them to play or grow, especially in a young league like ours.
Oscar Perea again joining us here on ESPN 97.5. We're grateful. We put this together pretty quickly. We're grateful, Oscar, that you were so kind to come on so quick here. When you saw Christian Pulisic's performance last night, what did that mean to you in the big picture of soccer in the United States?
That's the best news that America could have in the last 2 years. I think after Landon Donovan's depart from the game, and now that we are seeing them, and Dempsey is challenged by some things with his health, I think the best news for America right now is Pulisic. I think he's a fantastic player, and I'm delighted to see his personality and see the quality of the American players. We'd like to know this guy. It's for me a fantastic news, and I'm eager to make the whole world to see him. The world needs to know about him. But the talent is for me, it's the first level. And the Americans should be proud about this player. And he needs to be regular now. He proved it yesterday one more time that he's ready to carry that pressure, and he's ready to do all those things.
Oscar, why have you always been such a big believer in the American player?
Because I know the other side of the world. I grew up in a different system, and I grew up in South America where people may say that many of the best players have been grown or have been developed, and I was part of the system myself since I was 8 or younger. And I don't see much difference here. I see even a lot of structure and a lot of people here or players who are very well educated, and he has a lot of good information and stability with the families and the country. He has resources and fields, and I say, well, they don't know what I have. And the problem is that they need to believe on it and these guys. Because in South America, which I can talk to you, because I was there. It's not me watching them, but I was part of that system. We got through many things, maybe with less. And America has a lot of things that can contribute to develop players.
Well, Oscar, listen, I know you're up on some hard time here. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We wish you the best in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. I know that's a big one for you, but to talk player development with you is very interesting, and I hope we can do it again.
Anytime, Glenn, anytime. Obviously, for me, it's a pleasure. You know that that's my passion, and I feel honored to be talking about it here with you. Thanks a lot.
Okay, we'll do it again real soon. That's Oscar Perea, the head coach of FC Dallas. They're going to be in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup final against the New England Revolution. Quick word here before we go to break. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, they are personal injury attorneys. They're bringing a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-4878. It's car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, whatever it is. The Daspit Law Firm will assure you they'll treat your case as if it's their own. It's DaspitLaw.com. 713-322-HURT, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm Murphy.
a service tech at a Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
I need help.
They always do.
I'm overdue for an oil change.
No problem.
Tire rotation?
Got it.
Top off the fluid?
Yep.
Check the battery and filters?
Roger.
The sprocket lockets?
No such thing.
Seeing if you're listening.
I haven't stopped.
Now, today's Saturday, and I don't have an appointment.
Now you do.
Cool.
Very cool.
No appointment necessary. Weekend hours and trained techs ready to give your car the works. Quick Lane is ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hey, good beer drinkers out there listening. This is John from Drink of Ages, and there is a new beer in Texas for you to try, especially if you're a fan of IPAs. Elysian Brewing Space Dust. This 8.2% IPA uses Chinook hops for bittering with late and dry hop additions of Citra and Amarillo. Space Dust IPA is available on drafts, six packs, and 22-ounce bombers. Listen to Drink of Ages Fridays at 9 p.m. here on ESPN 97.5 for more badass beer and listen to some badass music.
Danish Inspirations, Houston Modern Contemporary Furniture Store, invites all of you sucker lovers to Danish Inspirations, beautiful showroom on 2775 Fondren. I'm Jan Christensen, president of Danish Inspirations and a soccer player for 50 years. Soccer is a great sport, and Danish Inspirations is a great modern contemporary furniture store. Go to danishinspirations.com and set your furniture goals. Goal!
Sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to make it rain. Build your bankroll like the pros at MyBookie.lv. An industry-leading website, MyBookie offers real Vegas odds and incredible player props. Sick and tired of getting the runaround when you're ready to get paid? Join MyBookie today for fast, no-hassle payouts. They'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar, up to $1,000. Act now and receive an additional 10% bonus when you join and deposit within the next 30 minutes. Enter promo code RADIO. Pull out your smartphone and sign up with their user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. Did the game already kick off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has live in-game action with odds updated in real time. Visit MyBookie today. Use promo code RADIO to claim your 100% bonus before it's too late. Or call 844-900-BETS to open your account and start winning. Play with the biggest, win with the best. Only at MyBookie.lv.
Texas barber colleges and hairstyling schools have been helping people start new careers for over 52 years. There's no need to wait for the fall semester. Classes are starting now. Call Texas barber colleges at 1-800-NEW-PATH. Flexible schedules and affordable tuition are yours, plus financial aid is available for those who qualify. VA benefits accepted. Call 1-800-NEW-PATH 24 hours a day or go to txbarber.com, home of the $5 haircut. Your new career is waiting for you.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Quick word here for Amigo Energy. Summer's here means you don't just have to sweat not watching your favorite soccer team, but also your energy bill. You want to save money? Amigo Energy has a solution for that. Sign up for Amigo Energy Basics 24. Receive a $50 bill credit exclusively for Soccer Matters listeners. If you're moving, call Amigo Energy. If you're up for renewal, call Amigo Energy and save. Amigo Energy is a Public Utility Commission 5-star rated provider, so you get both great rates, great service. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Tell them you heard it here on Soccer Matters and sign up for Basics 24. 888-995-9299. 888-995-9299. Perfect segue into the NCAA's Oliver Luck. We all know him as the former head man at the Houston Dynamo. Now with the NCAA on December 9th and 11th, we have the 2016 Division I Men's College Cup, and it'll be right here at BBVA Compass Stadium. Oliver, how are you?
Glenn, I'm doing great, thanks. How you doing?
Awesome to have you on the show. Awesome that the Men's College Cup is coming here to Houston with all the great history we have in supplying programs around the country with men and women soccer players. Talk a little bit about the 9th and 11th and what it could mean to Houston, you know, obviously with the great soccer background in the collegiate game we have here.
Well, there's two things that really get me excited about the College Cup. You know, first of all, Houston is a great college sports town, right? You know, we sort of forget about that a little bit, but the support that people have over the years for things like, you know, the Final Four in basketball and, gosh, I mean, just watching the University of Houston on national television, you know, beat Oklahoma at Reliant Stadium, you know, sold out venue. Just there's a lot of great college sports history in the city of Houston. And for the first time to host a really top-notch event, one of our best NCAA championships, the Men's College Cup, is special. And finally, right, we can host those types of events because we've got a stadium, BBVA Compass, that's set up, you know, to really be a showcase for soccer. So that's very special, right, to bring another really special college highlight event like Final Four Men's Soccer College Cup to Houston is awesome, right, to go along with all the other great college events that's been there. But secondly, it's just, you know, this cements Houston's position as a great soccer community. You know, when you think back to the beginning of the Dynamo and then prior to that with all the, including the leagues that you played in, Glenn, and the great games that you played in, of getting, you know, the game established. And, you know, Houston's become one of the major soccer markets. So, you know, between sort of the college tradition that Houston has and, you know, the tradition of following soccer and building it up to, you know, become, I think, one of the best markets in the country for the sport is very special. And what we have to do, I think, in Houston, those of us that really care about the game and care about the sport, we need to make sure that we get as big of a crowd as possible, really show that, you know, that Houston will support men's college soccer. And that's crucial. It really is, because it's, you know, the legacy of Houston and sort of the reputation that it has is on the line a little bit. So it's crucial in my mind that, you know, high school kids that are playing soccer, club soccer, both boys and girls, men and women, all the coaches, you know, come out and watch the best four college soccer teams in the country, you know, battle it out in the Final Four in the College Cup, because it's going to be a very special event.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any question. We do need to remind people throughout our run-up to this on December 9th and 11th. The 9th is the semifinals. The 11th is the finals. By the way, there's a lot of good information on it already over at HoustonSports.org. That's the homepage of Harris County Houston Sports Authority. Of course, Oliver used to head it up. It's now headed up by Janice Schmies-Burke. Rachel Kwan, they have created a great committee with a lot of great people working on this event, and we're really going to get after it because, as Oliver said, we want a stadium full of people. It's going to be on national television on ESPN, but we have history that dates back to two Herman Award winners. A bunch of guys from Houston won an NCAA national championship with UConn. Carlos Samuano was a coach of North Carolina, winning a national title from the Clear Lake area. I could go on and on. The history is phenomenal. So how does the NCAA look at this, Oliver? What is your job in helping promote, you know, this NCAA College Cup here? I know you're coming to town here to work very closely, and obviously Houston has a great place in your heart as being your former home.
Well, you know, so technically my job at the NCAA really doesn't involve, you know, any one of the 23 sports that we offer. But because soccer is so close to my heart, and because Houston is so close to my heart, and because I'm just a big fan of college soccer. I was, this past Labor Day weekend, my wife and I were up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to watch the University of Michigan take on the mighty Yale Bulldogs. So our youngest, who played club soccer in Houston, is at Yale, you know, playing for the men's team. Got got the assist for the second goal, which tied up that game.
And phenomenal.
2-2 tie. But, you know, I just think college soccer is a great, great game. And you know, kids are playing. They're excited about it. You know, for many of those kids, they won't make it to the professional levels. They won't get to MLS or, you know, any anywhere else, you know, within the professional soccer world. So, you know, they're busting their butt. They're playing hard. The games are competitive. There's some really good talent. So I'm just a fan of college soccer. And for the first time with the College Cup, which is effectively the Final Four for soccer, with the College Cup in Houston, I want to make sure that it's done well and that Houston shows its best side. I think back, Glenn, to those early Dynamo games at Robertson Stadium in Houston, and all of a sudden you get crowds of 25 or 30,000, kind of shocked the world almost, right? Because people didn't expect Houstonians to show up and watch professional soccer, but they did. And I think we need that same kind of response, if we can get it, to show the world that, Houstonians care about college soccer. As you mentioned, we've got a great legacy. We've got two Herman Award winners, which effectively is the Heisman Trophy for college soccer. We've got guys that have won national championships as players and as coaches. But, historically, because HBU just recently has been the only, men's college team in the city, we haven't really spent too much time talking about men's college soccer. But this is a chance to Houston to show its, cojones and say, hey, this is going to be part of what we as a soccer community in Houston want to do. And that's important because the NCAA is obviously, we've got the men's and the women's tournament every year. And the better we show, I think, this December, I think the better off our chances are down the road to get additional events to fill up BBVA. We're working closely with Chris Canetti and the great folks at the Dynamo, and that's important as well, with Janice Schmies-Burke down as the sports authority. So we're going to try to push all those levers to make sure that we get as good of a crowd as we can come December 9th and December 11th.
Yeah, we're going to implore you to come. And for all of those in the youth game and making their living and coaching in the youth game and high school soccer, obviously the priority and the next path for those that you are working and mentoring, we all know this, and I'm telling you something you already know, but the next step is the college game. So it does make sense to support this. We do need everybody's support. And I would also say to all, the tons of guys and gals that have played collegiate soccer, you're in your own brethren, you're your own group, you're in rare company because, it's a low percentage of people that play collegiately in sports as well. And that's an honor. And, I think that group of people that are all working and living and raising families in this community, we really want to see you out there as well. And we got this great committee, and you did mention everybody at the Dynamo and Rachel Kwan and Janice Schmies-Burke at the Sports Authority. But I'll tell you, there's a whole bunch of other people that have been compiled on this committee, Oliver, that, all different areas of the game have given to the game down here over the years, and it's a really exciting group. I've only been to one of the meetings so far. We've had one. We'll have another. But the energy and just the outright passion of this group, this isn't a group that are in there to get free tickets and T-shirts. This is a group that really wants to make this event happen.
Yeah, it's a good point. The other thing I would mention is the real sort of secret to college soccer is the fact that scholarships are offered. And, kids who are playing club soccer, playing high school soccer, they've got an opportunity to continue their education, to play in college, whether it's a full ride or a partial ride, whatever. In any event, it's a real benefit, for kids because it opens up this transformative opportunity of getting a college degree and, going out and making your mark in life. And that's really, the secret to college sports. I love college sports. I was a football player back in the day, and three of my four kids were or are involved with college sports. But the real benefit, comes after the college sporting career is over, when all those lessons you've learned about perseverance and teamwork and having to gut it out, those lessons serve you very well in life. And that's sort of the real value that we have in college athletics. So this is just a really neat opportunity. After we've seen so many great college events in Houston, like the Final Four, just recently this past year, perhaps the greatest game in college basketball history, that final game with Villanova being
game.
A champion. But, to kind of move right into another important event, the men's college soccer Final Four, the College Cup, it's special. I just want to make sure that Houston shows its best side. And historically, the people of Houston have done that.
Yeah, and it's national television, it's ESPN, we want to fill the stadium, we want it to look great, and there is a potential if we get a good fan base there, who knows, comes back again, and I just think it's exciting for our community, and if anybody wants to get involved, don't be afraid to reach out to me here on this program, because we'd love to have you involved, and the more the merrier in making this thing a successful event. As always, Oliver, we're looking forward to you coming back down to Houston, and thank you for everything. And I would say after last year, that's right, I saw you at the College Cup that I was calling in Cary, and you were there watching your son in a showcase, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Cary's been a great venue for college soccer, both men's and women's. Mm-hmm. I saw the men's semis last year. They were in Kansas City. And you had guys like Jordan Morris, you know, of Stanford, playing, right, for the
yeah,
Stanford Cardinals,
absolutely.
Who's the ultimate champion.
Yep.
And, you know, he's now, you know, skirting with the national team. He's getting some playing time. So the quality of the performance is going to be very impressive. And I think anybody that cares about the game, you know, should come out and support it. It's very, very family-friendly. You've got the semifinals and the final. You know, it's a great time of year to be outdoors in Houston, not so hot, you know, in December. Hopefully we'll have, you know, beautiful 60-degree weather. So, you know, I encourage Dynamo fans and all, and Dash fans and all the folks that care about the game to come out and support the Men's College Cup.
Let's do it December 9th and 11th. Let's make it a soccer celebration in downtown Houston at BBVA Compass Stadium. It's the Men's NCAA College Cup. He's Oliver Luck. Oliver, as always, thank you very much for coming on the program. We look forward to having you on more as we get closer and closer to the College Cup.
You're welcome, Glenn. Love you. Take
All
care.
All right. Love you too, buddy. That's Oliver Luck. And such a purveyor of the game in college sports. We love it. Quick word here. As I speak as host of Soccer Matters Today, I'm speaking on behalf of my favorite political party, the Bud Light Party. Now, people say the country's divided, that we disagree on everything. I'm going to tell you it's not true. We agree on a lot, like puppy videos. Everybody likes puppy videos, three-day weekends, free parking, margaritas, and the NCAA Men's College Cup. You know what else everybody loves? Beer. Nothing brings America together like Bud Light. Raise one right now. Join the Bud Light Party and myself. Every Wednesday, 7 Central Time, for the best in soccer talk, self-proclaimed. We'll take a 7-Up break.